This is Rabbi Ilan Feldman, and I am about to present a message for the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the seventh candle, the next to the last day of Hanukkah. We are in the middle of observing Rosh Chodesh Teves, and that points out to us what is really unusual about Hanukkah, and it's been mentioned in many places, that Hanukkah occupies space in 2 months. It's the only holiday on the Jewish calendar that actually resides in 2 months, in Kislev on the 25th, where it begins, and then it extends through the second or third of Teves, depending on the particular year and the number of days in Kislev. But it extends well into Teves. And the question is, what does that mean? And so there are different interpretations of the significance of this. One is that there are two kinds of light that emanate from the menorah. And these two kinds of light are reflected in the nature of the months. Each month has its own power, its own energy, its own theme or mission or spiritual approach to serving Hashem. And we can sometimes discern what that particular month's power is by seeing the parallel between the 12 months and the 12 tribes. One way of doing that is to actually divide the year into quadrants of three months each, and looking at the quadrants that surrounded the Mishkan, the 12 tribes that were divided into different groupings of three. And if you follow that, we won't go into the details now, you'll find that Kislev reflects the tribe of Binyamin, and Dan is reflected in the month of Teves. Teves is reflected by the tribe of Dan. Dan was the leader of the fourth and final quadrant. Dan was the Ma'asef Kol HaMachanos, the one who gathered up all those stragglers who somehow, weak of faith or weak of spirit, somehow weren't connected, felt disconnected, and Dan was the one who provided the spiritual strength to gather them up and keep them within the clouds, so to speak, of the Divine Presence. Binyamin is the tribe that houses the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is in the house of the tribe of Binyamin. And Binyamin, therefore, is this tribe that is able to provide light, because that's what the Beis HaMikdash was all about. It was the source of light for the world. That's why the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Medrash says, was not kindled to light up God's house, but rather to provide light to the rest of the world, emanating, so to speak, from God's house. As we say, Ki Mitzion Teitzesara, from Zion shall Torah go out. Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is the source of illumination for the world. That was Binyamin. And so there are two kinds of light. First, there's the light of excellence, of purity. Everybody has that kind of light. That's the kind of light in which we naturally excel. Not necessarily without effort, but it's what we know we do well. And it's what we bring to the world and what we bring to the service of Hashem using our special strengths and our special personalities. And everybody has their own specialty. That's the light of Kislev. That's the light of the Beis HaMikdash. And so on Hanukkah, first we kindle the menorah and we bask in the light of the menorah and we celebrate the light that is reflected in the soul of a human being and in the wisdom of the Torah and the connection that we have with the Divine Presence. And then we turn our attention, once we've celebrated that and owned it, we turn our attention to the next issue, which is to try to shine the light in dark corners. Teves, interestingly enough, is a month that's associated also with Esav. And on Rosh Chodesh Teves, according to our tradition, Avraham Avinu passes away. And that's the day that Yaakov begins to transcend Esav when the birthright is sold by Esav to Yaakov. So Teves is the time when we can take the light that we have and begin to overcome the darkness, the evil that Esav represents, the hiding of the Divine Presence. So that's what we do in the month of Teves. So Hanukkah gives us two kinds of light. But it's not only light in terms of how it shines to the rest of the world and what it illuminates. It's also light for ourselves. Because everybody has areas of their personality where they can shine. Then they have areas of their personality that they choose to ignore because they think that they are left out. They think that they are no good in that area. They think that they are somehow deficient. And perhaps that area can't be sanctified by connecting to God. It's kind of like the stragglers in the camp of the Jewish people that Dan had to gather up and reconnect them to the Machane Shechina, to the encampment of the Divine Presence. We have that in our own psyche, in our own spiritual selves. And so it's important for us to see on Hanukkah, when we go into the month of Teves, when we take that brightness of Kislev and that we shine it onto the darker areas, it's important for us to realize that we're doing that in the darker, to the darker areas of our own being. And we want to make sure to illuminate every aspect of our being and realize there is no part of our being that should be left behind. That all aspects of our personality can be sanctified and that all aspects of our being are to be brought into the service of God and the world that He wants to be reflected in. And so the light of the Hanukkah menorah actually teaches us, as Hanukkah comes to a close, that there are areas that we have given up on, that we need not give up on, that the sanctity of Hanukkah can permeate even those areas and give us guiding light for the rest of our lives. A happy Hanukkah and a Chodesh Tov, a Guten Chodesh.